Hello and welcome in to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 22. Thank you as always for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. We always love to hear from you, and if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. Wherever you're listening, I hope you continue to stay safe and well. Coming up today, we'll be meeting Theo Holroyd. He's one of a group of people behind a great new initiative called the Tactile Times. That's all coming up on this edition. Well, during lockdown and during COVID-19, there's been all sorts of innovations taking place, but one extremely interesting initiative that I came across last week is something called Tactile Times. And one of the key people behind Tactile Times is Theo Holroyd, who joins us on the podcast today. Theo, you're very welcome.
Hello.
Hello, good to have you. Where are you, first of all? Whereabouts in the UK are you?
Well, I live near Cambridge.
You live near Cambridge. Okay, so Cambridge is a university town, of course. And just tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're in school at the moment, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am. I'm in remote school. I'm doing these conference calls all day for lessons. It's sort of quite funny, really, but I go to the Stephen Peirce, and before COVID, I felt really independent, be able to sort of move around school myself, but now it's all different, really.
It's been really strange, hasn't it? I think it's been strange for everyone. How is the remote learning going for you? And is it accessible? And how does it all work?
Well, my TA sends me adapted files in advance for the lessons. And then all the classmates and me join this thing called Google Meet. And you get a meeting ID and you join the lesson. And quite often it works, but occasionally the teacher gets the ID wrong. But anyway, and then it's a bit like a normal lesson in some ways, because the teacher can talk, the students can talk, but one thing is there's no raise hand capability, and also practical stuff is very difficult.
And I'm sure you're missing just seeing your friends as well.
Well, yes, it's all quite different. I have to connect with my friends remotely on WhatsApp and stuff, but yes, it all feels quite different not sitting down at lunch with my friends like I normally do.
I met you in Northampton last year at Sight and Sound head office, and you're a really big keen guy into technology. What sort of stuff do you use?
Well, I use a Braille note taker and a computer, and I'm starting to use a Braille display on my computer as well. And I also use JAWS on my computer, and I also have an iPhone, which I use more outside of school, but at the moment I'm using it quite a lot to connect with my friends as well.
I get the impression, you mentioned Braille there a few times, your Braille note taker, your Braille display. I get the impression that Braille is quite important in your life, both in your education and maybe in your leisure life as well.
Well, yes, Braille is how I read and write, really.
Excellent, excellent. So let's talk about Tactile Times. I heard about this last week. It's a great idea. How did it all come about, first of all?
Well, first of all, I was noticing that all these sighted people were reading this newspaper, and it was all about news for sighted people, and quite a lot of it was photos, and I noticed there weren't any sort of newspapers specifically aimed at Braillists. And then I also thought that all these sort of things that sighted people just chat about in school or in sort of informal casual settings, like, but Braillists can't really do that because they're so spread out over the UK and everywhere else in the world as well. So I just thought it'd be a great way for them to connect together and share news, events that they like, and sort of experiences they've had, like events they've had a good time at, and then top tips for lockdown at the moment as well.
So I suppose you were kind of saying, let's bring together this community of, as you say, Braillists, people all over the world, like you and me, Theo, who read Braille, who kind of like, let's keep in touch.
Well, the way it works is, yes, that's what I mean. And the way it works is basically it's by young Braillists for young Braillists. So Any young person who uses Braille as their main way to read and write is welcome to contribute, and they can email any of the stuff I described in, like events they enjoyed and sort of little bits of news and lots of other stuff as well. They could even just email in a recipe or a joke or something.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing. And you know something? Over these days, with all that's going on in the world, we do need jokes. Tell us about the Tactile Times. How often do you publish? Is it every week or 2 weeks? Or how do you do it?
Well, there's an edition twice a year, but also there's a website which is updated more often, and it has like top tips for lockdown on there on the home screen at the moment. But also then there are events which are happening, because the events are changing so often, and there are quite a lot of technology companies, including Sight and Sound, doing webinars, which I have on that homepage, so that people could just think about what online events are best for them, really, and they can sort through that list. And also the website's designed to be accessible to Braillists in particular, because it's me, because I made it from code myself.
Oh my goodness, fantastic. What have people been sharing in those top tips for lockdown? Because I think any of that type of information is so important to the community. What are people saying?
Well, one of the things is that, like, at home, like, one of the big things is to stay active. Well, you probably already know that, but it's just so important nowadays, because if you don't stay active, like, normally you just like walking to places anyway, but now if you don't sort of think about staying active, you might not stay active.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it's making sure you have that built into your daily routine, isn't it?
Yes. And also another one of these top tips is like sort of doing craft and stuff. And there were some recommendations about sort of equipment you could use and stuff as well.
It's an absolutely fantastic idea. The Tactile Times and the Lockdown Edition, which is now out with all the top tips and loads of information on the website. Theo, how can people get to read this paper and how can they get in touch with you?
Well, the email address is tactiletimesnewspaper@gmail.com, and they can contribute into the email by sending an email. They could also subscribe by either just emailing us, or if they want to do it themselves, there's a form on the website.
And what's the website if people want to visit that?
Well, it's all one word, tactiletimesnewspaper.github.io.
Absolutely fantastic. Theo, it's a great initiative. Well done. Major congratulations. Tactile Times. We hope people will check it out and also tell your friends. Theo, thank you for coming on the podcast today. May I wish you all the best. And I do hope we're going to hear from you in the future. But for the moment, thanks a million.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Well, that was Theo Holroyd. I thoroughly enjoyed having a chat with Theo. I think we could have talked a lot longer in some ways, because Theo's really into his technology, and we were having a bit of a chat off air actually just beforehand about Wi-Fi speeds and all sorts of stuff. But thoroughly enjoyed that chat with Theo. Thanks a million, Theo, for coming on the podcast and talking about a really great initiative. Tactile Times is a really, really great way to ensure that those younger people who rely on alternative formats do not feel increasingly isolated during this time of restricted movement and social distancing and lockdown and all sorts of things. So well done, Theo. Brilliant initiative, and to your friends as well. There's a couple of people behind that project. Make sure you visit the website and drop Theo an email if you'd like to know more about Tactile Times. And that's just about it for this edition of the podcast from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound. Thank you for listening. Please continue to stay safe, stay well, and stay at home. Bye-bye.